Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get started.
Straight from New York, yo, yo, this handsome ass.
Yo, yo,
ah, now, fucker.
Tune in now, Joe the Funk Master. Watch your grill, yoga, knock that cold faster. Talking shit, now we talking facts. With the mountain off the back, you in trouble, came to burst your bubble. I don't shelter punches, they find home on your mind about a double. This the weekly scraps. You don't need a map, GPS, I'm right here to lead a dash. The world doesn't know it needs, but I grow disease. Planet, fuck a name and a fame. Only legacy remains. Remember the name, Aljamain Sterling.
It ain't shit, it ain't shit.
Motherfucker.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Weekly Scraps, episode 76. Listen, man, there's not a ton to talk about, so I'm not even going to give you guys a whole runaround, but I'm going to give you guys a quick recap on how my week has been going and what I'm doing right now, preparing for the June return of the funk, and it's going to be a massive, massive takeover, so you guys better tune in. You better tune in, or else I will come and find you. But before we do that, I need you guys to hit that like button so that people can find this podcast much easier on the YouTube algorithm. Yes, I'm serious. Hit that fucking like button or I will come find you. I will find you and I will. Good luck. That was a bad Liam Neeson impression. Don't judge me. But yeah, we've been having a good week. We got, of course, our friend, our roommate, Steven Lee. He's back in the mix. So we got him training now. We got Will Maldonado, Will Power. He's back in the house. He's training right now. We got Ally Quinta. We're at the Funk Penthouse. We're at the Ally Quinta Dungeon. The Dog Pound is what we've been calling it. We've been calling it the Dog Pound.
It's top secret. Top secret.
And we've been getting a lot of good training. I got a clip that I'm working on right now. I'm going to post that. It's going to be like a little compilation of what we did for one of our training sessions. So I got Marab, I got Steve Lee, I got Will, I got Nas, I got Dennis Bazookia, and obviously we have Raging Ally Quinta. So we have a good, nice wrecking crew. I was getting some work in with Brian Kelleher last week. So we've been trying to make things work as best as I possibly can. So we're gearing up right now, hopefully for June 6th return. I know you guys just saw that Cody Garbrandt and Rafael Sunsao is slated to be fighting on that card as well. So it's going to be a rumble on Fight Island. So I hope you guys are ready to tune all the way in because it's going to be getting funky. So make sure you're prepared for the funk takeover. But I'm excited about this. I'm excited for everybody, man. It's finally getting some clarity, letting the dust settle. So June 6th obviously is going to be after the May 9th card with Cejudo and Dominick Cruz. Big fight for the bantamweight division. Can't wait to see if Dominick Cruz can turn back the clock and get it done on short notice against the always tough Henry Cejudo. Yeah, something like that. So I'm looking forward to it. Big fights, and hopefully I could get my name back in the mix and stir the pot all over again. That's pretty much it. So last week, what was I doing last week? Trying to give a quick recap. So Thursday we went down to Ally Quinta's Dog Pound, as we've titled it. So we've been working over there. What did we do? We did a Dutch drill spar session. So I drilled in the morning with Kelleher. We drilled for about an hour. Then after that, later at night, I went over to the Ally Quinta residence, got some training in with Nas and Dennis. We did some Dutch kickboxing drills. And after that was about an hour. And then we warmed up for about 10 minutes with wrestling. We did the Dutch kickboxing drills for about 30 minutes. And then after that, we cooled down. I don't even know if you call it a cool down. We closed out the session with a cage circuit, just repping the positions and going back and forth with takedowns, getting back up, turning the guys off of the cage, looking for positions, looking for strikes off of the cage. And I was already spent. So that was a good day. And then Friday, we got some more work in, got some drilling in with Steve and some other guys. And that was more of a recovery day, so I didn't go too crazy that day, Friday. And I kind of gave my body some time off to get ready for Saturday. Saturday, we had a crazy sparring session with Marab, the machine, of course. Always savage, even in quarantine, always savage. And I had him and I had Dennis. So I had two partners. They split the rounds. So Marab actually did the first two. Then Dennis did the last one with me. So we got a good push from that. And it felt like all the phlegm and all the buildup from the quarantine and all the junk food was coming up. I mean, I felt like I was good and I could do 15 minutes, but after sparring, It's a different pace going with Merab. Obviously, I've talked about this at length. And then you have Dennis in the mix as a fresh body. So it's all good stuff, you know? So I'm excited about everything that's going on. We took Sunday. I was going through Instagram. So I'm a very competitive guy. I saw something on my Explore page come up, a Pedion. I clicked the post. And next thing you know, I'm going down the rabbit hole. I'm watching all his videos, watching all his workout stuff. And I'm getting pumped up. I'm getting amped. And I'm like, I can't let this motherfucker outwork me. No. So guess what I do? Sunday, my off day, my rest day. I get up. I go right in the garage. Steve is already working out. I told Steve, yeah, I'm about to come in there and work out. I just watched Pedion's videos. And I'm pumped up. I can't let nobody outwork me. Straight like that. Went in there. We did an 18-minute circuit, plate workout, old-school wrestling-style savage, six-minute rounds, and just pumping out 30-second. So for this workout, I'm going to show you guys this. I think I need to actually get this on video so you guys can actually see what this looks like. It's actually pretty sick, in my opinion. So just to give you guys kind of a verbal talk through on it, this is Steve Lee walking through casually through the camera. No big deal.
Just gonna go train in the blood.
He's about to take the Jason Rao Zoom class right now. So tune in for that if you guys are home and need some jiu-jitsu training. You can actually close it just so you guys can do your thing. So with that being said, so 30 seconds. So you got the 6 minute round. Each 30 second is a different workout. So you're banging out either bent over rows. And you're not gonna do it for the full 30 seconds because you need time to get to the next station and a little bit of realistic recovery time. So you're burning out as many reps as you can. So I'm doing my bent over rows, burning out. I'm using a 35-pound plate. We want to get the 45s, but whatever, 35-pound plate works right now. Let's build into this. So we're doing 35-pound plate. It might not seem like a lot now, but trust me, once you get through the first one, if you do it as hard as you can, you'll be very, very surprised that maybe 25 and 35 pounds is more than enough. For my crazy people like myself, I definitely use 45-pound plates. It's definitely way harder, but very doable. If you're mentally prepared and obviously put the right training in to build you up to that workload. So, all right, so we do the bent over rows about 25 seconds and giving myself 5 seconds to get to the next station and then simulating my rest period in a fight. And obviously 6 minute rounds is not a 6 minute fight, 6 minute round fights, but I'm doing it this way to kind of get my body ready and training for a longer duration. And then eventually I want to condense everything a little bit more the closer I get to the fight and really try to get as much as I can out of those 5 minute rounds. So I do the bent over rows, 25 seconds, 5 second goes. Now I'm at 5 minutes and 30 second mark. Now I'm doing curls, repping out the curls, another 25 seconds, repping it out. I'm doing curls for the girls, either boom, sideways, up the middle, really trying to just hammer these things out. And then once I get to the 5 minute mark, I take my 5 second rest. Maybe I'm doing lunges and I'm doing all one leg lunges. I'm not alternating. I'm burning out one leg. Back and forth, back to neutral, back to forth, long step lunge, back to neutral, long step lunge. And then I get to the 4 minute, 30 second mark again, and I do the opposite leg. And after that, then maybe I'm doing squats. And now I'm repping squats all the way down. I'm doing overhead press, military press for another 30 seconds, sometimes a minute, depending on how hard and how crazy I want to go for that static hold. I'm doing bus drivers. And then I'm doing planks on my back with the plate. And then sometimes I'm even doing stance walks in my wrestling stance, which is already hard as it is, during the circuit, and then to do that with a plate on your back and actually circling and not trying to touch it with your hands. So you got to have really good balance. You got to be able to still be nimble on your feet to move. It's intense. So I can't wait to show you guys that. And hopefully that can help some people out in terms of some of the crazy training I like to do and put my body through and my mental psyche. And yeah, that's it. That's what I've been doing. That's what I did Sunday, just because I was inspired by Pedion's work ethic. I was like, well, maybe I'm not going hard enough. I know I'm going hard, but maybe I need to go a little bit harder, because you want to go hard in the paint? I'm going to show you that you're not the only one who can go hard in the paint. You know what I mean? So that's just my mental and the way I approach just life on an everyday basis. So Monday comes, which was actually yesterday, and I'm sore. My body is wrecked at this point, but we go through a circuit with Ally Quinta, Steve Lee, Merab Dvashvili, Nassim Sidikov, and who's my last one? Did I say Dennis? Dennis Bazookia. So I got my five henchmen, and it's the six of us. So we're working and we warm up. We're just drilling, getting warmed up through some flow wrestling, some flow jujitsu, passing guard, leg lock attempts, stretching out, making sure the ribs are nice and loose and open so that there's less risk for injury based on the cartilage kind of grinding against each other and not being all the way warmed up. Some people just try to jump right in there. And at this point, being this close to the fight, I don't want to risk any setbacks more than I already have. So we go through the situation. We do our warm up. We go through the situations. The first round, we go, I'm on my back. So it's all defense the first round because I want to exhaust myself defensively. And then I want to offensively be tired and put myself through workout sessions where I need to figure out how am I going to maintain my office while being fatigued. So first round was full guard. Second round was back control. And third round was tripod, standing tripod. So your butt is in the air and your hands are on the mat and that's your standing tripod. So it was that. And then after that, we reversed those position. Now I'm on top. And then the last position we worked from the cage, single leg, double leg, and just mixing it up and Kimura defensive because I should be fighting Corey Sandhagen and I'm doing my homework. I know he likes that Kimura offense for it was actually defense offense. So I know he likes that for when people hit those takedown attempts. So we're making sure we're tightening everything up, not leaving any openings. And if we do leave openings, what are our options of escaping? So everything's all good and dandy, man. We're out here grinding, we're pushing. I was supposed to do the podcast yesterday, but honestly, my body was wrecked. And I figured, you know what? Let me take the day off, the night off, get some other stuff around the house done and kind of be a couch potato. And I'm still feeling it right now. And I cleaned everything up. The garage is cleaned up. Finally, my living room is now habitable again. And I'm pretty much just doing what I can, you know, so staying busy. And I'm excited, man. It's been a very interesting time period. Hopefully this fight actually comes to fruition. We both verbally agreed to it. And hopefully it ends up happening. Because at this point, this is who I'm training. This is who I'm training for. This is the tape that I'm watching. And I'm preparing myself to fight the best Corey Sandhagen. And I'm pretty sure him being in Colorado is a little bit more relaxed. He's probably still in his gym. Probably got a lot more guys to work with. But I got a core group. And I really trust in the work that I'm going to be putting in with these guys. They're getting in shape with me. And having these guys in shape pushing me. And I didn't explain the circuit that I was doing where we're putting in fresh bodies at different points of the rounds. I know everyone's a little different in how they want to do it, but I will let you guys know for sure I had a good push and my body was wrecked. I did 10 rounds yesterday. I did 8 rounds of the circuit, boom, done. And then I did 2 extra bonus rounds on top of that. And I did some just takedown entries because I just want to make sure I'm staying sharp. And again, when you're tired, keeping the technique high and being able to still maintain that discipline of punching while your hand is up. Or if you're punching while your hand is down, just know that you should expect something to come back. And you either have to be ready defensively to pull or weave or get your head off the center line and get out of there. Or look for another attack or be able to know that you can eat that attack. Even though the objective of the game is to hit and not be hit. Ninja shit. So that's pretty much it. One last thing I want to touch on. I've been watching a couple of clips on the Bigger Pockets, some stuff that I found very, very, I was going to say inspirational, but it's not inspirational. Maybe it is for some people. It might be. But in terms of understanding the game a little bit better, being able to analyze numbers, analyze deals, why these things make sense, or how can you figure out if a deal makes sense, I'm going to post those links in my bio. And if you guys are interested and you always want to learn about real estate, this is the place for you. I think Bigger Pockets, obviously I'm not getting paid for anything from those guys, but I think it's a great platform for people to learn from and understand more about the real estate game and understanding how it could build long-term wealth and or riches. Could be build riches or it could build long-term wealth for your generational wealth for your families. It really depends on how you look at it and how you see it as a tool more than a burden and more than an impossible thing that you can't accomplish. Once you get the first property, I'm telling you, hands down, it's so much easier to get the other ones. I truly believe that if you are willing to sacrifice a little bit of your comfortability in life, you can get ahead by taking advantage of this system. Meaning, if you're okay with living with people, if you're okay with maybe sharing some common spaces and building your nest egg so that you can get something that you want for just you and your family. I think this is the way to do it. You could do this in stocks. You could try that. But honestly, are you going to get the same returns from stock markets in the short amount of time frame that you can with real estate? I don't think so. The numbers show time and time again, unless you got thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars that you could dump into the stock market and you could really benefit from a percent interest, a percent, 1 point up in a tick on the NASDAQ or SP 500. If you can make, if you got that type of liquid asset, like cash flow, and you can make that type of return in the stock market and knowing that if it goes up a point, you're going to be making a good bang for your buck, then okay. But in terms of short term and long term investments, I think real estate is the way to go, 110%. And I think it's a little easier on the body in terms of like you're not shelling out so many hours like you would for work, where some people are working 40, 60 hours a week just to get by. I think with real estate, if you do get yourself ever in that position where you can just get a startup, Like I said, once you get the first property, if you do your homework and you do your research, you'll see that it's going to be a lot easier for you to maintain and gain the next property, which can now start building and snowballing into bigger and better things for you and your family and maybe even your family's kids in the future. So I think the best way to explain that is equity. Once you get equity in the house, you build that equity for a year or two, 3 years, whatever it is, you take that equity out of the house and use that equity and you put it down as a down payment on another house. And now you can move into that other house and rent the house that you were previously living in completely all the way out. Or you can stay in the house and rent the other house all the way out. It's just so many options and so many different ways of making real estate work for you. It really is dependent on what you are willing to do and what you're comfortable with. What is your risk tolerance? So I'm going to post that link. This is just to get the wheels turning. Hopefully you guys understand this. I think real estate could work for everybody. It doesn't have to be you that's fully doing all the work. You could be a passive investor, meaning you put the money on the table, but you're not actually doing all the work. Someone else could do it for you. If you don't feel comfortable or responsible enough that you can manage the property and do all these things on your own or find the right people to do it for you, let somebody else do it. Go in 50-50 with somebody, you know, learn. Do your research, do your homework. And again, never put yourself out there where you're going to take more risks than you can actually handle and be comfortable dealing with. And at the end of the day, it takes money to make money. So think about it like that. Other than that, man, obviously, quick shout out to our guys, Manscaped. So hopefully you guys understand that April is Men's Testicular Cancer Month. Man, I just butchered that whole thing. April is Men's Testicular Cancer Month, and obviously that's a pretty big thing. So with these guys, I'm going to post a link in my bio because I don't want to butcher the whole thing. I don't know it verbatim, but I know every hour a man gets diagnosed and every day they get diagnosed. So every hour, every day, a man gets diagnosed with testicular cancer. So it's good to know how to self-check yourself. And thanks to Manscaped, they are supporting Men's Testicular Cancer Month. And through these guys, I'm going to give you guys the link. They're making donations and all that charitable stuff. So you guys can go check them out at manscaped.com/we-save-balls. So I want to put that in my bio as well. You guys can get more info and insight on that. And it's really great. I think it's very informative. And it's a quick, short little video that you can watch. And it's going to teach you how to self-check yourself. And they recommend checking yourself at least once a month. And it can be a lifesaver. So I don't know anyone personally who's been affected by this whatsoever. But obviously, I'm a man. I'm going to get older. And these things are very, very alarming and scary as well. So last thing I want to do is lose one of my balls, you know? So do yourself the favor. Men, female, make sure your husbands and boyfriends are doing themselves a favor and checking themselves. Other than that, as always, like I said, if you like my shit, subscribe to my shit on Spinning Back Fist, baby. Thank you guys for always tuning in. Remember, I also want to know, how do you guys think I'm going to do against Corey Sandhagen? Let me know how you think the fight's going to go. So drop a comment below and I'll be sure to engage with you guys and let me know your predictions for this fight. And again, if you don't think I'm going to win, let me know why you don't think I'm going to win, because maybe there's something that you guys are seeing on tape that I'm not seeing and I could use that to my advantage. So be sure to drop a comment, show some love, and I'm going to show the love back. And obviously, like I said, this could be a beneficial thing. You guys can be pointing out some things that maybe I'm not paying attention to or I don't think is as big as a deal. and I can use that to my benefit. And maybe Corey Sandhagen might be a fan of the show and might be watching it and using it to his benefit as well. Either way, it's all good and gravy. You guys want to see the two guys fighting at their highest and best, and that's what we're going to get. Drop a comment, like, subscribe, share, and I'll see you guys later. Funk out. Peace. Stay safe.